Welcome to No Longer Conformed, my online teaching and preaching ministry. We're studying the book of Acts, which I've entitled Luke's History of the Church, Volume 2. In this session, we're looking at Acts chapter 17, verses 10 through 15, Berea, the word received. The last time we saw our heroes, Paul and Silas, they were escaping a riot in Thessalonica. If you turn to Acts chapter 17, that's where we want to be, beginning with verse 10. We're going to read that in a moment, but just a couple of things before we go there. Thessalonica, the foundations of the church were laid there, and others were raised up to carry on the work. Native Christians wouldn't be opposed as much as these outsiders. So when the storm arose, they moved on. Remember Christ's command in Matthew chapter 10 and verse 23. When they persecute you in this city, flee to another. For assuredly I say to you, you will not have gone through the cities of Israel before the Son of Man comes. So flee from city to city, not to hide, but to share the gospel. The devil's persecution produces success for God's plan. I'd like you to notice with me several things here at Berea in our text. First of all, notice here at Berea the good care of the missionaries. Over there in Acts chapter 17, our text, verse 10, it says, then the brethren immediately sent Paul and Silas away by night to Berea. When they arrived, they went into the synagogue of the Jews. The brethren immediately sent Paul and Silas away by, the Christians took care of their own, by night. It means in secret or in a safe way. One of the distinctions of the community of believers is that they care for one another's needs. Physical needs, food, clothing, shelter, protection. The soul, the mind, will, and the emotions, with the needs of the soul, with fellowship. Spiritual needs, worship, prayer, Bible, ministry. This verse also reveals the commitment of Paul and Silas. The apostle did not give up in the Jews, even in rejection. He didn't flee from service to Jesus Christ. Christians are called to share the gospel even with those who resist. Second thing I want you to notice is the good character of the Bereans themselves. Verse 11. These, the Bereans, were more fair-minded than those in Thessalonica, in that they received the word with all readiness and searched the scriptures daily to find out whether these things were so. These were more fair-minded, it says. They weren't prejudiced against the gospel. The Bereans had freer thought. They were open to God's conviction. They were willing to hear reason. They were willing to admit the force of it. They were willing to receive the truth, even though the message was contrary to their normal way of thinking. They weren't closed-minded to new ideas. They didn't prejudge. It says they received the word with all readiness. They didn't close their eyes to the light of truth. Like Lydia, they listened to Paul. They didn't pick fights or quarrels with the message. They didn't reject the messengers. See, Jews had pride in being children of Abraham. They were well born as far as they were concerned. The Berean Jews were more noble because they were open to Christ, even though they also considered themselves children of Abraham. But they weren't gullible. And that's what we all love about the Bereans. It says they searched the scriptures. They brought their, quote, Bibles. They had their copies of the scriptures nearby. They brought them with them. The doctrine of Jesus Christ can handle scrutiny. You don't have to worry. If you're telling the truth of Scripture, you don't have to worry. People can examine it and criticize it all they want. The New Testament can be examined by the Old Testament. Every sermon must be examined by the Scriptures, the Bible, to find truth, to avoid error, to receive good news. And searching the Scripture is a daily task. Good Bereans make the Word of God their guide in life. Don't believe the message just because it may sound good. Don't believe the message just because the preacher or teacher has a very good delivery. No, you need to search the Scriptures to make sure that the things that are being said are so. And then the third thing I'd like you to notice in this passage about the Bereans is, notice the good effect of the message. Verse 12. It says, therefore many of them believed, and also not a few of the Greeks, prominent women as well as men. Many of them believed. The work had the desired success. The people's hearts were prepared, and God's work was done. Many Jews believed, many Greeks or Gentiles, men and women. Look at 1 Corinthians chapter 7, verse 16. For how do you know, O wife, whether you will save your husband? Or how do you know, O husband, whether you will save your wife? The witness of Christians can be very effective, especially to those closest to us. And then a fourth thing I'd like you to notice in this passage is, notice the not good response of the others. In verse 13, but when the Jews from Thessalonica learned that the word of God was preached by Paul at Berea, they came there also and stirred up the crowds. They came there also and stirred up the crowds. Man, these guys, they essentially chased them out of Thessalonica. They heard they're there with the Bereans, and they went there to Berea to stir up the people there as well. I mean, they came and they stirred up the crowd. Look at back in our previous session, verses 5 and 6 of Acts chapter 17. But the Jews who were not persuaded, listen, these are the same guys that ended up coming when they heard that Paul was preaching at Berea. It says, but the Jews who were not persuaded, being envious or jealous of the success Paul was having, took some of the evil men from the marketplace and, gathering a mob, set all the city in an uproar and attacked the house of Jason and sought to bring them out to the people. But when they did not find them, they dragged Jason and some brethren to the rulers of the city, crying out, these who have turned the world upside down have come here too. Let me ask you a question. Who are the real troublemakers? The Jews followed Paul to Berea just as they had followed him to Lystra. It's like these guys have followed Paul around, stirring everybody up because they're jealous. They don't want what's going on with Jesus to have success. Look at Acts chapter 14, verse 19. It says, then Jews from Antioch and Iconium came there, to Lystra. And having persuaded the multitudes, they stoned Paul and dragged him out of the city, supposing him to be dead. Listen, and don't miss this. Satan never takes a rest. So persecutors will follow the gospel message wherever it goes, trying to keep people from it and stirring things up. So it was time to flee again. You know, verse 14 and 15. Then immediately the brethren sent Paul away to go to sea. But both Silas and Timothy remained there. So those who conducted Paul brought him to Athens. And receiving a command for Silas and Timothy to come to him with all speed, they departed. So they had some success, but they had to leave. And because they had to leave, Paul in that place. And they moved on. You have a great day.